Hi everyone, we are today in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we'll read from verses 8 through 15. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. And in this matter I give my judgment. This benefits you, who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it. So now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness and desire it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. So on Friday, we covered the first part of 2 Corinthians 8, where Paul started to exhort the church in Corinth to be generous. Now I say he started to exhort because there's a lot more about generosity to be discussed throughout this week. Now, if you heard last week's Devo, we talked about how the church in Macedonia was a great example of generosity. That's why Paul was sharing about them to the Corinthian church. Now, the church in Macedonia was a great example because they gave beyond their means. They gave a lot. It says that they were actually in extreme poverty and affliction, but they gave. But it goes deeper than that. Their source, the source of their generosity was their joy, their abundance of joy. And it's a joy that they had because, as verse 5 said, they had given themselves first to the Lord. Right? They had experienced Jesus, and that created an abundance of joy within them. Now, today's passage is, of course, a continuation of what Paul just said. And this passage, it begins with Paul saying, this is like not a command, but this is to be generous. It's not a command to be generous, but it's a chance to prove that your love is genuine. Now, it sounds a little tricky because that's a little passive aggressive. It can sound a little passive aggressive to say, this is, I'm not telling you to do this, but if you really have the love of Jesus, you would do this. Now, it's not meant to be passive aggressive here. And I think that's where verse 9 is very important here. He says, you know, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. Paul, in a sense, he's not appealing just like to them as people. He's appealing to Christ in them. He's appealing to what they have experienced in Jesus, their understanding of the good news of Jesus. Yes, he's asking them to be generous, but not for the sake of his approval or not for the approval of others, but for the sake of being like Jesus. And that's what he reminds them in this verse. It's the good news that Jesus was rich. He was God. He is God. But he became poor. How did he become poor? He became a baby. He grew up on this earth and he died alone on a cross in poverty, in a sense. And what happened was that we then, by that cross, by his salvation, we have the riches, the wealth of his kingdom, of a life with Jesus. Again, this is the good news. And what Paul's telling them essentially is that if we understand this good news, it should lead to generosity. Because as Paul said earlier, and we talked about on Friday, when we understand this abundance of joy that we have in Jesus, it's not that hard to give what we have away to others. Now, one thing that I think Paul is trying to make clear here, he's not suggesting to the church that they give away what they have and actually become poor to the point of like being a burden to others, right? The like point of being like of just actually being burdened. And that's what he's getting at in verse 13, right? He doesn't want them like others to be eased and you burdened, right? He's not just trying to shift the burden to a different place, but he says it's a matter of fairness. Now, the fairness here isn't so much that it's like, hey, whose turn is it now? It's not so much like that, but it's a fairness in the sense that, you know, we are all called to do our part. We're all called to do this. We're all called, especially as the body of Christ, to do our part to bless one another. And it's fair if we have an abundance that we share it with others in need. Now that fairness becomes a little clearer when we read verse 15. Verse 15, it says, as it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Now, this verse here is a direct quote from Exodus 16, 18. And there in Exodus, what's being talked about is manna. And manna was this bread that came from heaven. Now, after the very first day of manna, at the very first harvest of manna, what happened was that people who gathered a lot of manna, they had none left over. And people who gathered only a little manna, they didn't go hungry either. Right? They had exactly what they needed. Everyone had exactly what they needed. That's pretty amazing. Right? That's like this miraculous provision of God. And what Paul is getting at is that God has been and would continue to provide for his people. They would have what they need no matter what. You know, as I thought about this, it made me think that what's the motivation for generosity then when we understand this verse, right? Especially to other believers. Like, if God's going to provide anyways, like, why do we have to be the ones who are giving? If God, I mean, like, why would I give to that brother or sister if God's going to provide anyways? Verse 10 hints at why we should give. And he says, "And in this matter, I give my judgment. This benefits you. This benefits you. This benefits us. Generosity benefits us." You know, God is going to accomplish his goals with or without us. But it benefits us to be a part of what he is doing, to be people who share the love of Jesus. And in a sense, more importantly, to show that we know and have experienced the love of Jesus. It shows others, and in some ways, more importantly, it shows ourselves as well, that when we're able to be generous, that we have deeply experienced the love of Jesus. And in that sense, it is fair for us to be the generous ones, because we get that chance to bless our brothers and sisters, to bless others outside of our own churches, outside of our own circles. And in fairness, we know that God will provide for us as well through others, through the church, through the body of Christ, when we're in need as well. And so our challenge for today is that, you know, we should consider how we can be generous. But this has to start with this foundation of understanding and knowing how great the love of Jesus is within us, knowing and trusting that God has and God will continue to provide for us. Let's go in faith and let's pray for opportunities to be generous this day as we understand all that God has given and provided for us. Let's benefit from these opportunities that God has given us. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that for our sakes you became poor so that we might have like the riches of heaven, of being with you, Jesus. And I pray that we will recognize and understand and live out this love in our lives this day. I pray that we can be generous with our time, our energy, our finances, our resources this day. We pray for the privilege of being benefited and using what we have been given for just to bless others, oh God, for the advancement of your kingdom, to be salt and light to this world. We thank you, God. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray.